Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along with us on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1580 of our trek, and it is time for another snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from E. Ray Jones, and it is, "To falter before the forces of life when the power of God is available is unfortunate and above all, unnecessary." So today's snippet is the power of God. I hate to admit it for myself, but I suspect that many of you also falter when the smallest of storms face our lives. We immediately cry unfair and wish the trial was over. To falter when facing the disruptions of life is unfortunate and unnecessary. As Christ followers, we have the power that created all things available to strengthen us and to help us when we face those forces of life. So instead of faltering, let us draw upon the power of God that is freely and readily available to us. All we need to do to have the wisdom necessary to navigate the storms of life is to ask, and our generous God will provide us a waterfall of wisdom that will cascade over us and through us. We waste so much of our strength and time in anxiety over situations with little control to change those situations. Instead, we need to pray that the harrowing events of life will change and mature us so that we can be better equipped to fulfill God's purpose for our lives as we are used in building His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Let's look at James chapter 2, verses 2 through 8. Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave on the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,579 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.